At the White House today, President Bush met with his strongest international ally, British Prime Minister Tony Blair. Blair said he welcomed the report from the Iraq Study Group.
I think it is important now we concentrate on the elements that are necessary to make sure that we succeed, because the consequences of failure are severe.
NPR's White House correspondent David Green joins me now. And David, the Iraq Study Group report was pretty critical of the war policy these two leaders have followed. So how did they respond today?
Well, I'll tell you what they didn't do. They did not say we were wrong, our policies have been wrong. There was no acknowledgement of failure. Both of them talked a lot about their general vision. The president talked about his desire to spread democracy in the Middle East. Tony Blair said that our vision is right, even if we have to change some things that are practical on the ground. So both of them sticking with the broad policy that they've followed, but admitting perhaps some practical problems on the ground in Iraq. And, you know, it was really interesting because the president was very testy at a few minutes. And there was one exchange he had with a British reporter. I think we have some tape here in a second. The president was responding to some criticism from a British reporter who was suggesting he hasn't been very honest about the situation. Let's listen to it.
Mr. President, the Iraq Study Group described the situation in Iraq as grave and deteriorating. You said that the increase in attacks is unsettling. That will convince many people that you're still in denial about how bad things are in Iraq and question your sincerity about changing course.
It's bad in Iraq. Does that help? Make no mistake about it. I understand how tough it is, sir. I talk to the families who die. I understand their sectarian violence. I also understand that we're hunting down Al-Qaeda on a regular basis and we're bringing them to justice.
David, this report wasn't expressly written for Prime Minister Blair, but did he indicate today a willingness to adopt any of these recommendations?
Both leaders, you know, suggested that they were going to read it closely. There's been a lot of talk of the prime minister pulling some troops out of Iraq soon. As for the president, he was asked about Iran and Syria and whether he would engage those countries, and he stuck to the very inflexible line that he has stuck to before the report came out, which was Iran has to verifiably end its enrichment of uranium, Syria has to stop trying to destabilize the young Senora government in Lebanon, and before those things happen, the United States is not going to engage them. Now, when it comes to troop levels, the president said he wants American troops out as quickly as possible, but it will depend on conditions on the ground, which is basically what the Iraq Study Group had said. But the president made no mention of some of the rough deadlines that the Iraq Study Group had, such as having combat forces out of Iraq by 2008. No mention of that at all from the president.
Well, when is he going to announce his new strategy?
Well, it's interesting. At one point, the president perhaps upstaged some of his people who would announce events coming up at the White House. He said, once I read the other reports, I'm going to give a speech. He didn't say when. He didn't say where. But, you know, in a White House that's very tight-lipped that we're covering, it's good to get at least a little tiny nugget of information like that. So we'll hear it in a speech.
A glimmer. And thank you for more than a glimmer, NPR's David Green.
My pleasure.